Chapter 22. Story first, fight later. Both groups of squirrels turned toward Charette. The old man chuckled. He said, "Charette, you silly girl, look around you. You're in the grove, dear." But his friends and neighbors stared at the newcomers in bewilderment. "Who are you?" one of them called out. "Why are you here?" someone shouted. "Why did all of you come at once? What do you want?" A grumbling arose. The shouts turned quickly to "Get out of here, leave us alone, and go back to your own grove."
But,
said Charette. "Who's going to make us?" said Burke. He stepped forward, ready for a fight.
"Yeah," said Yip.
"Who?"
He struck a menacing pose just aft of Burke, who he hoped to use as a shield if the going got nasty. Behind them, their baffled compatriots tensed up and prepared to defend themselves. The pups ran to their mothers. Tis-Tis turned to Jed.
"Now what?" she said.
Jed jumped up onto a stump where he could be seen by everyone.
"We are squirrels like you," he said, "and we brought our own nuts. May I tell you a story?"
"Story first, fight later," as the saying goes. Jed hoped it would hold true. He wasted no time. Amid the thick and intertwining boughs, among the limbs, branches, and leafy twigs of our grove, he began. The buzz paths ran. Even the very oldest squirrel cannot remember a time when they were not there. The squirrels crept toward him without planning to. They stood closer and closer together. Maybe you have been in a group of people, all listening together to a really good storyteller. Maybe it's your Uncle Norrell at Thanksgiving dinner. Everyone listens together and laughs together, and it makes us feel closer. It makes us feel like a family. Jed was a quiet squirrel. He wasn't a performer. But he forgot himself as he spoke from his heart. He was so sure now that every squirrel would want to hear this story that they did. He told of the hawk, the new grove, the reddish squirrels, Chai and Tis-Tis, and the terrible cutting. He told how no one would listen and how they came up with the idea of the game. By the time he came to the end, which was the part right before he started telling the story, everyone felt they had been at his side through every twist and turn. That didn't mean they all believed what they were hearing. They weren't sure they were supposed to. Maybe it was just an entertainment.
"Now see," said Zek, "that was so much better than the first time you told it. And you put parts about us in it. That was a good idea.
I've chewed my finger claws practically down to nubs just listening," said a squirrel from the new grove. "If something like that was to actually happen, I don't know what I would do."
"But it did actually happen," said Yuta.
"That's the whole point. It did happen,
didn't it?"
All eyes turned to Jed. He looked at the sky. Through the nearly leafless trees, he could see the sun was about to fall below the horizon. There would be light for a little while yet.
"Come see for yourselves," he said.
"I think there is just time."